For the Encyclopedia of Life, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, and this is One Species at a Time.
Well, I'm going to take you out to show you a few of our nice local native birds, and to listen to them particularly. We'll go across the street here, I think.
Peter Slater was Professor of Natural History at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland.
Professor of Natural History is a lovely old Scottish title.
He retired a couple years back, but almost 10 years ago, Peter was my advisor for my master's degree. And when I was in Scotland recently, I took him up on his offer to go on a local bird walk. We started right on Peter's doorstep.
I take my dog for a walk every morning in St. Andrews, and I count all the birds that I see or hear. And I usually get up to 20 or 30 different sorts of bird. Actually, quite a few of those I hardly ever see, but because I've been studying birdsong for many years, I can actually recognize them by their voice.
Why do you keep track of the birds like that?
For fun. For fun. It's quite... There's a joy in being able to recognize the different sounds that they produce. Now, we're going to get run over here, I think, so we've got to be a bit careful.
We made our way along a few streets before arriving on a wide pedestrian walkway lined with trees.
There's a chaffinch singing somewhere around here. That's him there.
What do chaffinches look like?
They're a sort of reddy orange breast and a greyish head and a sort of russet brown back. That's a male, and they have two white wing bars, and so they're quite striking. The female, is, as in many species, is much more dowdy. There he is. Isn't he lovely? I love chaffinches, my favourite bird. And his female will probably be sitting on eggs. And he's singing away in the treetops there, keeping other males out of the territory. He doesn't sit on the eggs, but he does help her feed the chicks. So when the eggs hatch, he will stop singing and he will start bombing to and fro, collecting caterpillars and insects and things and stuffing them into the beaks of the chicks. But at the moment, his main task, I think, is to keep the territory free of other chaffinches so that when the eggs hatch, that territory is theirs and theirs alone. And all the food on it that's suitable for chaffinches is there for him, for his female, and for their chicks in the nest.
And what's going on in the song here?
It consists of a trill of little notes like that. But at the end of it, wheep, did you hear at the end, there's a thing called the flourish. The trill consists of different sorts of notes. It'll sing A-A-A-A-A, B-B-B-B-B, C-C-C-C-C, and then it'll sing D, which is the big flourish at the end. So birdsong is usually used, one, to attract females, the other to keep rivals out. And they use the same song for both those reasons.
It seems like kind of listening for and looking out for birds in your neighborhood is something that a lot of people can do, even if they live in a rather settled area.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, an awful lot of birds live in towns and cities. Birds are attracted to human habitations and gardens. I don't know, I should think you could hear at the moment about 10 or 15 different species of birds singing in St. Andrews in this little area here. It's certainly something you can do bang in the middle of cities. No problem. And it's rather charming. Listen to that, just as we walk in the Botanic Garden, a wren. That's the same as your wren. It's a winter wren. They're small and brown and speckledy, and they have a tiny little upturned tail, and they eat insects. Wren song has about the highest rate of production of notes of any bird song. I can't remember how it is. It's 30 or 40 different notes in 1 second. I mean, they really come very, very thick and fast. Hear the wren there? Isn't that beautiful? The most extraordinary little bird, you know, the incredibly varied song it produces at a fantastic rate and produces a huge volume of sound out of this tiny, tiny little body.
What are the species, the genus and species for the chaffinch and the wren?
The chaffinch is Fringilla. Fringilla coelebs.
Coelebs.
And the wren is Troglodytes. There he is. I mean, it is so difficult to describe sounds verbally. I think it's like describing wine or something like that. You know, you get these people who are extraordinarily expert at using particular phrases to describe the taste of a white wine or something. And it's like these sort of sounds. How do you describe that? What words can you use? It defies description in many ways.
You have to hear it.
You have to hear it, really.
You can hear more from Peter Slater about how birds learn their songs at the Encyclopedia of Life website, eol.org. And you can see pictures of chaffinches, wrens, and the elusive Peter Slater. Oh, let us know what kinds of birds you can see and hear in your own neighborhood. Send us a note or leave us an audio message when you visit our website, eol.org. Our series, One Species at a Time, is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.